All right. So then you're hired by ABC. What is your first job?
It was a Wide World of Sports event. It was a made-for-TV event in Lake Tahoe, and it was called the Million Dollar Race. It was a long-distance race, and somebody had put up $1 million. There was $1 million to go to the winner. And I did a piece, a profile piece, for the live event, and it was a young man in Arizona. They sent me to Arizona to interview a young man, a Native American, who lived on a reservation, and he had stuttered in school and had you know, several instances where he had been made fun of because of his speech. And so he would run away from the people who were, the kids who were taunting him. And that's how he began his running career. And so they sent me to Arizona to do a piece with this young man who had learned to run because he had felt like he needed to run away from those that were taunting him. I think I did a good job. And that, of course, was a piece that was so appealing to people because it was just such a nice, heart, you know, warm story that something good mm-hmm. could come out of something that was a negative in his life. But I got to work with some of ABC's top people. Marty LaCoury, who was, of course, an Olympic track star. Donna DeVerona was there. She was obviously a swimming Olympian. And Diana Nyad, who was also a swimmer. So anyway, I got to work with some of ABC's top people who normally, and when I mentioned Diana and Donna, they worked specifically usually with their specific sports. This was kind of a fun event, so, and it wasn't swimming, even those two women were known as swimmers. It was a fun event, and so I think they just brought in a lot of their people to work on that. So I did some interviews and live interviews during the race and afterwards. So I think that event worked out pretty well for me. Then the next assignment I was given for ABC was a halftime piece for college football. And it was a scholar athlete of the week. And so each week I would go to a different campus, university campus, and interview a football player that was also not only a great athlete or a football player, but also was exceeding in academics as well. One of those I interviewed was Brian Bosworth.
Really?
And that's really not, I think that was not something that was known about him at the time, that he mm-hmm. was a very, very good student. To yeah. this day, his personality and all of the circus that kind of surrounded him yeah. overshadowed the fact that he was a very good student.
Right.
Okay, so there we are. Now we're at college football season. I'm doing halftime pieces, taped pieces, not mm-hmm. live. Mm-hmm.
But did you do sideline reporting then, beginning then?
Well, I did a couple of games that year because, and the teams were already set. We had two broadcast teams for football, and we had people like Keith Jackson and Lynn Swan and Bob Greasy. So, you know, those two teams were already set. But it was during the World Series that a couple of these people that were on the football team left to go work on the World Series. So I got to fill in for two games that fall. That was my first fall. One of them, happily, was the OU-Texas game. And Barry Switzer was the coach, Brian Bosworth. A lot of the sideline stories that I did pertained to those two characters. I call them characters because they were also the dominant features of OU football at the time. And then the next week, because we were still in World Series season, I went to Texas A&M, and I think it was Texas A&M and LSU, maybe.
You said World Series season. Oh, and
World Series, because the other people were gone.
That's right.
The other people were gone. So that gave me the opportunity, and that sort of, you know, up to that point was a hallmark of my career, when people that were ahead of me in line to get an assignment had to go do something else or had other responsibilities, and I was called on to fill in. Those were great opportunities, but they were also opportunities in which I needed to really do a good job with.
Were you ever nervous?
Looking back, I wasn't as nervous as I should have been. Sure, I was nervous. But like I said, I don't think I was as nervous as I should have been. But I, especially early on, I think I didn't seem I didn't seem to really have nerves those first few games.
But when those personalities left and they were sideline reporters, here you become the first female sideline reporter. And that was historic when you first did that.
Right.
Any reaction from anybody?
Surprisingly, no. This entire time there was, like I said, I think there were, I would hear rumblings about it with some of the males that were my colleagues that I worked with. I think even though they liked me and we got along, but I know there were some rumblings that I would get assignments because I was a female.
But somebody at ABC said, no, we want a female. We know we're going to make history here. They had to think that. And so you were doing such a good job, they knew it was time to make history.
I think they knew it was time, but they didn't put that pressure on, you know, they didn't apply that pressure to me. They didn't say, oh my gosh, you're the first woman, so you've got to make us look like we knew what we were doing.
No, and I can understand that, but back in their thinking, I'm sure that's true.
They had to be thinking that.
Right. So these assignments came along.